Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In a hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. Hey, your friends teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem, get on top and get to bounce around like a lowrider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'm on top ride like you're the rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before, cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light source, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. As long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle is on, and we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
On Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, Kenya Kardashian on Facebook, Kenya the Sweetest Thing on YouTube. But today, you can just call me super excited. The lights are on last Monday. Hurricane Irma shut the candy shop down. But I'm super excited to be back in the building. And it's a new Music Monday, and a little bit later in the show, Denver Broncos first artist, well, Denver Broncos Brandon Marshall, little brothers, M. Marshall, is making his way into the candy shop to discuss his new music. To discuss this new project, and we got a lot that you definitely don't want to miss. So tell a friend to tell a friend to log in. Of course, it's a New Music Monday, so I got new music from Tamar Braxton, who also just announced that this is her last and best album, so we definitely got to get into that. Of course, we got to get into the voices in my head, so I can tell you guys how I made it through my 2 days of no power in the candy shop. And of course, I got a big sale for all my Virgos, because we still have to celebrate Virgo season in the midst of all that's going on. So tell a friend to log in, 818-572, or hit us 392935, or hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor so that you too can be a part of the party. Now, it was a lot that went on last week, Fashion Week. Oh my gosh, the horrible storms. We still praying for Texas. We still praying for Miami. We praying for Atlanta. And then there's another one just popped up out of nowhere. But in the midst of all this heartache and pain that is going on around the world, it is still Virgo season. You can thank Virgo season for Labor Day. You can thank Virgo season for the extra days that you just recently got out from the storms. But we are going to make sure that this celebration for Virgo season is not overlooked in the midst of everything that's going on, and it's only right that I start the show a little turned up. Here's new music from Trey Cash right here in the candy shop. It's called Bag on Me. It is Virgo season. We still turn it up in the candy shop. Do not get it twisted.
I got a bag on me. 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 Dropping it low. She doing the thing. She in the gang, homie. She been in love, she making love on me. Keeping the door on me. I got a bag, she got a, she got a, she dropping it low, she doing the thing, she in the game, homie. I'm in the game, plus I'm a boss, I make it rain on me. She got a, she been the door on me. She been in love, she making love on me. She been in love with the money, I'm in the door on me. She fell in love with the Hennessy, I finna pour on it. I got the hundreds on me, now I'm coming made some. I got new money on me, now I'm coming shade some. I push a nail on her body for attention. I spend a check on little baby, hit ain't no win. I hit from the back and she love that. I beat the fuck up all back. I only hit her like one time. Had they gon' tell her fall back. I'm about the money, you dig it. I get the money, she dig it. I'm flies, a bird, no pigeons. I run up a check and I spin it and make it right back. I gotta give me a bag. I gotta give me some cash. I gotta give me a sack. I act a fool when it comes to you, baby. Do the town with cones, with them stars. I got a bag, I got a bag, I got a bag on me. She got a. She dropping it low, she doing the thing. She in the game, homie. I'm in the game, plus I'm a boss. I make it rain on me. She got a. She been a thought on me. She been in love, she making love on me. She fell in love with the money, I'm finna throw it on her. She fell in love with the Hennessy, I'm finna pour it on her.
She got the body of a goddess, she go so hard on the runway. She fell in love with Triple C, she got the floor with Grandplay. She even been f***ing with Rollo, trying to feed a dog food. But who gon' shake some, I like egg bar, I been f***ing with Grand Goon. I got some f***ers in Athens, I got some f***ers in Honey. I got some killers in Little Miami, all they know is money. I just be f***ing with me. Who's that be f***ing with me? I got a bomb, who wanna smoke some? Moon rock, straight out the bag, I got another roll one. Big gang trail, money game, I oughta let you up the whole song. Trey Cap, 437, y'all still don't know nothing. I got a bag on me. She got a, dropping it low, she doing the thing. She in the game, homie. I'm in the game, plus I'm a boss, I make it rain on me.
She got a, she been a thought on me. She fell in love, she making love on me. She fell in love with the money, I'm finna thought on me. She fell in love with the Hennessy, I'm finna pour on me.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Candy Shop. It's the Shaw Santiago. Shout out to y'all. Keep doing your thing.
What's up? It's your girl, Shekinah Joe. Tune in to the Candy Shop.
This is your girl, Ghost Shack, cast member of WeTV's hit show, LA Hair. And you are listening to Candy Shop.
Girl Diamond, a.k.a. Miss 32 Flavors, and I'm kicking it with the Candy Shop Radio.
This big fruit of the Queen Diva, your best believer, and you're listening to the Candy Shop. Girl down, grab a bite of candy.
It's New Music Monday here in the Candy Shop, and I had to kick it off as today's show is dedicated to all my Virgo kings and queens out there. I know it's a lot going on around the world, but we will not let this celebration for these kings and queens of Virgos around this world be overlooked by the catastrophes of the world. So that was new music from Trey Cash. It's called Bag on Me right here live in the Candy Shop. Make sure you follow me on social media so you can support that record. Check out all of his music. All of his EPs, Appreciate Me, 1 and 2. The album is out right now. Shout out to the big homie. As well as shout out to everybody who's tuned in. I don't know how you guys' weekend was. I don't know how last week was. We didn't get the chance to kick it because Hurricane Irma said so. We had no power here in the candy shop, and I'm going to tell you all about it in the voices in my head, but I definitely had to take me a waiting to exhale moment as all the ish was going down. If you're asking what that is, it's a breathing technique that I use on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, I had to use it at the start of this show that I could be prepared for the turn up, and the turn up is real. It's real simple. The only thing you do is breathe in for 4 seconds. Hold it for 5 seconds, and then exhale absolutely everything inside of you for 6 seconds. Now, while you're inhaling, try to breathe in a fresh start. And as you're exhaling, let go of everything that has you frustrated. So there's no longer a need to wait to exhale. Let's go ahead and do it. So breathe in. 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now exhale, 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 exhale. Repeat these steps about 2 or 3 more times, and I'm promising you whatever has you frustrated will slowly begin to lose its power. But it's only fair and it's only right that you guys have had the chance to vent, that I get the opportunity to do the same.
You know, me and the voices in my head, we have a lot of things that we always talk about. And some of the things that we talk about, you know, it's like we talk about good weeds, we talk about music, we talk about a lot of different things, we talk about men, we just spend a lot of time, you know what I'm saying? And the voices in my head, they're like my best friends.
Now, in the midst of celebrating Virgo season, for the fact that I was born a Virgo, Michael Jackson is a Virgo, Beyonce was born a Virgo, but we also got Labor Day weekend, which was like an extra day off just because of Virgos. Irma came through. She got to be a Virgo. Harvey, you know, even though it was hard, but we got a whole week off of work, and that was just a whole lot that went on. Then we had to look at the bad side of things, from the storms, the damage. Some of our favorite destinations are like destroyed, and it's nothing you can do about it. And my biggest concern was for those individuals in the Caribbean islands. Like, who's going to go and save them, and who's going to be there for them, and for those who lost their homes that they've been paying for all their lives, and all the stuff that was going on. And then in the midst of it, it was the 16th year anniversary of 9/11. It was a lot that went on last week. On top of that, I was in my house chilling just an hour before the show started. The lights went out Monday at 2 o'clock. They didn't come back on until Wednesday at 3 p.m. Now, this was 2 days of a very, very humbling experience. But in the midst of it, there was absolutely nothing I could do for the people affected by Harvey. There's nothing they could do for the people affected by Irma. There's nothing they can do. And then it's another one on the way. I'm starting to lose track of the names, and it starts to feel like there's nothing we could do. But in the midst of it all, I truly believe that we can stand on our faith. And we can stand on the word of God, even when it gets dark, even when you are the person being slayed, even when it doesn't make sense to you, even when you are the person who gets the bad end of the stick, you still have to stand on the things that God told you from the beginning, because maybe if you just stick to the plan, it will all work out for your good, and that's the word, so it has to come to pass. Maybe I'm just tripping, but these are the voices in my head. It's my favorite part of the show, where we get to get inspirational before we turn up. And the turn up is always real here in the candy shop. Tell a friend to log in, 818-572-2935, or hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. Coming up at 3:30, the big homie M. Marshall is stepping into the candy shop to discuss his new album. You don't want to miss it. If you're wondering who it is, he's Denver Broncos Brandon Marshall's older brother. You definitely don't want to miss the conversation. But before we get into all of that, we have to be inspirational. And this song has been blessing me all week when I was in the dark and when the lights came back on. I hope that it does the same for you. Here's Donnie McClurkin with Stand right here live in the candy shop.
Well, you just stand with me. mess, nothing left to do. You just stand, watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just tell me, how do you handle the guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and you're giving your own day? Seems like you can't make it through. Child, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand once the Lord sees you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just
Monday right here live in the Candy Shop, and we just wrapped up the Voices of My Head. When life turns up on you, just turn up your faith. Activate all that stuff you say you believe in. Activate the stuff that you believe was given to you for you to stand on, and literally stand on it. That was Donnie McClurkin with Stand right here live in the Candy Shop. Hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor, or if you're watching on Facebook, follow me at Kenya TSC, Instagram, Snapchat and Twitter, Kenya Kardashian on Facebook, Kenya the Sweetest Thing on YouTube, and I appreciate everybody for rocking out with the Candy Shop over the past 5 years. It's because of you guys we get to rock out. Since we're celebrating Virgo season, I said it to my Facebook family, but I have to let you know that we are also providing free shipping for everybody who go ahead and order their social media CEO t-shirt during Virgo season, because I'm going to make sure that we celebrate Virgo season some way, somehow, even in the midst of all the stuff we're having to stand through. Hit me up, blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor, 818-572-2935 to stay plugged into the phone. If you want to order one of your shirts, hit me up, kenyatst@gmail.com. You can order a book. The Sweet Nothings 52-Week Self-Knowledge Journal is available for you right now on Amazon. So support the movement and support the team. I'm super excited that you guys are hanging out with me each and every Monday. Tell a friend to tell a friend to log into the Candy Shop. It's where real people are dealing with real issues and looking for realistic solutions, because you know that I got you. Some of our amazing sponsors have made it possible for us to hang out. Shout out to She Prints It. Major shout out to Firstborn Design. Firstborn Design designed the book cover for the 52-Week Self-Knowledge Journal. She Prints It is the mastermind behind the social media CEO t-shirts. And I'm super excited to have a team of a league of extraordinary individuals holding us down. I got to send a lot of love to Miss Arlinda Garrett. She is a big fan of, a big supporter of the Candy Shop, almost a sponsor. You've seen her on the show several times. Over the weekend, they put together an awesome music business empowerment conference that took place in Atlanta, and it was a complete success. So from the Candy Shop to Arlinda Garrett and Common Attractions Promotions and all the individuals who put together the Music Business Empowerment Conference, major salute to you guys. Keep up the good work, and I really, really appreciate you for rocking with us to the Candy Shop. Now, every New Music Monday, we bless you guys with new music. Earlier, we had new music from Trey Cash. A little bit later, we got new music from M. Marshall right here live in the Candy Shop. And a little bit later, we have new music from Tamar Braxton. So definitely tell a friend to log in as we continue to provide the soundtrack for your Monday. Each and every show is dedicated to someone, and today's show is dedicated to all of my Virgos who hold us down in the Candy Shop. So a major salute to you all, and definitely make sure you take the time out to purchase your t-shirt as well as your book right here live in the Candy Shop. Now, I'm going to go ahead and blast off new music coming up really, really soon. M. Marshall is making his way into the Candy Shop, and we have a lot to discuss. You don't want to miss it. He has new music out, a project that you don't want to miss, and he's made his way to Times Square. So from Times Square to the Candy Shop, M. Marshall is making his way into the Candy Shop at 3:30. But here's new music from Tamar Braxton, followed by M. Marshall's new single. So stay tuned right here live in the Candy Shop, 818-572-2935 or blogtalkradio.com.
It's just like vodka, like whammy, like liquor in my system when I need it. Let's clean it, boy, you don't wanna come. Ooh, you got that chill love that does me well. It's far beyond anything I ever felt. That's why I'm strong now. You got my mind. I ain't tripping over you, boy, all the time. You're my little pick me up whenever I'm feeling down. I don't need no other drug.
Shut up. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
Candy Shop. This is Shaw Santiago. Shout out to y'all. Keep doing your thing.
What's up? It's your girl, Shekinah Joe. Tune in to the Candy Shop.
This is your girl, Ghostcheck, cast member of WeTV's hit show, L.A. Hair. And you are listening to Candy Shop.
Girl Diamond, a.k.a. Miss 32 Slavers, and I'm kicking it with the Candy Shop Radio.
This big fruit of the Queen Diva, your best believer, and you're listening to the Candy Shop. Girl down, grab a bite of candy.
I'ma give it to you like you're the only one, baby. I don't want nobody else, you the only one, baby. I ain't playing games, want you to be the one, baby. So can you be the one, make me settle on one, baby? No bullshit, I ain't getting no younger. You've been here, you ain't waiting no longer. So please believe me when I call you and say, girl, I'm tired of games and I'm ready to change.
Y'all, it's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Candy Shop.
And it's your boy Jay Wright, live and direct in the Candy Shop.
Oh, it's your boy Bobby V. You already know we're kicking it on the Candy Shop. Keep it locked. Let's go.
And this is your girl Maya, and you are now tuned into the Candy Shop. Keep it right here.
It's New Music Monday here in the Candy Shop, and that was new music from the guest who's about to take over this very first new music since Irma shut the building down. Now, he's an artist that you definitely have to get to know. His new project, Who I Want to Be, is out right now. M. Marshall, you're live in the Candy Shop. How you feeling, King? M. Marshall, you're live in the Candy Shop. Yeah, I got you. Now, how you feeling, boss?
Okay. Sorry. I'm still high.
That is definitely what's up. Now, I know we got a lot to discuss, but first things first, I want to thank you in advance for an amazing conversation because we got a lot to talk about.
All right.
The new project is out right now. The hard work is done. For the most part, how are you feeling right now that you put in the effort to give the people what you consider your sound, your music?
It's a weird space because it's kind of like you work for something your whole life, and once you complete it, you wonder what other meaning you have for, you know, getting up and going hard every day.
Oh wow!
So you know, I'm not that devastated, But it just kind of, you know, I accomplished a goal. On to the next one.
Now, speaking of accomplishing goals, it's almost like you said, and that's why I'm excited about this interview to get the backstory. It's almost like you said, I want to do an album. Okay, I'm going to do an album. You did an album. The album was on Times Square. You're on Hot 107.9. You're on Hot 97. It's almost like you really skipped the line for a lot of stuff with this project. Was it that easy for you getting this project out?
No, not at all. Not at all. Skipped the line for a lot of stuff. I guess it does say, I guess I could see that. I will say this. When I got together with my manager, you know, she I don't want to say made some promises, but she stated some things. And those things had dates on them. They had goals. And when you're working toward that, you might achieve it way earlier than you set out to. But everybody else doesn't understand the hard work it took to get to that point. You know, no overnight celebrities and overnight celebrities.
So true. And speaking in regards to your career, it's almost like you took it and put it in your own hands now. Valley View Entertainment, that's the label, yourself and your brother, your business partners. How involved are you in the business aspect of it? Or are you just the artist that's on the label? How does that work?
Oh, I am co-owner and co-founder of the label as well. Yeah. With me and my brother, it was easy. It was kind of easy to negotiate that.
Right.
No, it was kind of easy to negotiate that. But I'm involved in almost pretty much every aspect of it. The day to day, I'm involved in. I have numbers, I have passwords, I have files, I have, you know, accounts, you know, in relation to the business that I have to, you know, go service every day. And if I don't, certain things don't get done, because while this is, you know, my brother and I label, you know, he still got to play football.
Right. So you guys are juggling a lot, trying to make it happen. Are you at the point where you are maintaining that people understand who you are as M. Marshall, and you kind of prefer not to speak on your brother? Or is it like, hey, we are a team, this is family, we rocking out, you talk about me, you're talking about him type thing? How are you handling this, trying to be in the spotlight for yourself with music, but people always bring up Brandon? How do you handle that?
It's funny, you pretty much hit everything, but as far as answers go, but not all of them at the same time. Let me explain. I'm Brandon's brother before I am anything else. So talking about him and you know, congratulating him and you know, just shedding some light on him, I never have an issue with that as his brother. But as in Marshall, sometimes, you know, outlets and people and things and situations will try to use the fact that, you know, I'm Brandon's brother and try to basically use me to get certain information or to get access to him and things like that. And
right.
You know, it's gone all the way up to people, you know, acting like they wanted to do business with me, but they were really only interested in Brandon. And it's crazy because, like I said before, he's anything else, he's my brother. And, you know, once I told him to play, you know, everything that you hoped to get was done. You know,
right. Well, we can make it official here in the Candy Shop that that should be the last time we discuss Brandon, because I really want to make sure that people understand M. Marshall now that we've gotten that out the way. If you're just tuning in, 818-572-2935 is the number to call in and listen to the show on the go. blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor is the way to stay plugged into all the fun. Why M. Marshall and why not Marcus? Was there anything strategic in regards to your name?
Honestly, I like my name. It's cool. The only strategy I would say was that I wanted some separation. Marcus is liable to be chilling on Friday and Saturday night at home. You know,
okay.
M is out. leaving Club 3 on the way to Club 4, possibly, you know.
Right.
could have just sang somewhere, could have not, could have been hanging out and ended up singing somewhere. You know, that's how MS Marcus is a lot more introverted.
Well, that's totally understandable. Let's describe the moment walking around the corner in New York, Times Square, and you're standing in front of your billboard promoting your album. What was that moment like?
The first couple seconds, I can't really tell you because I just kind of blacked out. I woke up to people honking at me and telling me to move because I stopped in the middle of the street and just started staring. I was like, I was lost for a couple of seconds. So when I sit back and I analyze that moment, I was just kind of overcome with emotion. It seemed like, you never have to tell me I'm working hard. I know I'm working hard. But to see that in proof, you know, that was a real good feeling, you know.
That's definitely what's up. Now, this album, I've had the opportunity, luckily, prior to this interview, shout out to my girl, Rain, to hear the album a while back. I've been listening to it. And from last week to this week, I've been listening to the album. And the production on the album is intense. I mean, the beats are really, really hard, to the fact that you almost may think a rapper's about to jump on the beat. The records are intentional. No record sounds the same. And they're inciting. Like, the records really push whatever emotion that's being pushed. So, now that we've described the album in my words, how would you describe Who I Want to Be as a collective?
Who I Want to Be as a collective. That was a great description, by the way. Yo,
I put some thought into that, Rocky. I was waiting. I was hoping you said that. I put some thought into that. All the eyes there. Yeah.
You know, that means a lot. You could ask. I could ask somebody what they think of the album, and then not have anything to say. But you laid it out, so that was dope. But basically, it's this: Who I Want to Be is a collection of thoughts, experiences, ideas, tragedies. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to curse. you know, dreams. Yeah, they're dreams that I think every man has, but the only thing about those dreams is standing in our own way. And what I mean by that is in speaking about relationships and love, who I want to be is the guy singing love you better. I want to be is the guy singing love you better, fighting the guy singing easy, or fighting the guy singing villain, you know.
Wow.
That's what Who I Want to Be is. Who I Want to Be is the guy singing Talk to Me, fighting the guy singing I'm trying to think of another song. Right Back, you know? So
see, that's deep. I like that.
Thought. Yeah. It's deep.
That's what you said? Yeah, that was deep. Like the whole comparison, because each record takes you down an avenue of emotion. It explains a story, and it's very, very, very intentional in regards to what you're trying to do, so I can understand the battle in regards to who you are. Now that you've put the project out there, how has the response been? Did you get stuff? Did you hear the same people say what you was intending in the studio, or has it been some misunderstandings in regards to what you were trying to convey?
Man, you know what? It's weird because everybody perceives each record in their own way. So, you know, we can hear the same song and get way different, you know, meanings from it. As far as clearing anything up, I wouldn't really say that. I would say I surprised a lot of people that have known me for a lot of time. Songs like Villain, songs like Let It Go. I've had responses from those people that have ranged from didn't know you had it in you to man, you officially the man, you know.
Wow.
I appreciate all the love I get, and the other side of it is also being respected by my peers, you know, the people that do music as well.
That is definitely what's up. If you guys are just tuning in, we got M. Marshall here live in the Candy Shop. Tell a friend to log in, 818-572-2935, or hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. Now, for us to get a better understanding of who you are, let's do a lyric check. It's when we take a couple of records off of the album and just review some of the lyrics and compare them to who you really are. Now, speaking of villains, in the records you say, don't trust me, keep your heart off the line. My question to a hypothetical M. Marshall villain, are you really that 100? Do you just lay it out on the line like, look, girl, I'm a dog, you don't need to be with me, and if you come over here, you're at your own risk? And should people be that clear that, hey, I just want to smash like the guy in villain?
Heck yeah. No hypotheticals. No, like none at all. I've told more girls that I've told women that on more than one occasion. That's what I'm trying to say, and that's why the song flowed the way it did, because words you hear in the songs are words I've spoken in real conversations. There's lines, the metaphors I've used in the real conversations, and the reason why I can say that is because I never wanted to be the guy that some girl came up and said I lied to, you know, lied to me, or he this and that, and on the other hand, the guy in villain, I really liked the female before, but I knew I wasn't ready. I knew I wasn't about nothing. I was about to ruin her life for the next 3 months. So I was trying to tell her to stay away,
right?
Because if she didn't, regardless of what my intentions were. You know, we was gonna go grab that soap opera or whatever, you know.
So true.
And I do think people should be that honest, because let's not waste anybody's time. So there you go.
So true. I can respect it. Maybe the villain isn't so bad at the end of the day. One of my favorite records on the album is "Talk to Me." I definitely love that record. And in the record, you say, "Sometimes I'm wrong. Don't know that I'm wrong." Communication is key all around the board for everybody, but when was the last time a miscommunication ruined something for you just because you didn't know you were wrong, or they didn't know you were wrong, or it was just a misunderstanding about what really was going on?
About 5 minutes ago.
Well, it's super real. Like, it's super real. Like, the album is still being completed.
About 5 minutes ago. Like, real talk. let me say this. Like, we such a text message generation that a lot gets lost in translation, you know. Sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And when we text, you know, we miss out on how somebody said something. But with that said, simply as I could put it, you know, man, we sometimes stupid. We just dumb. So when I say... sometimes I'm wrong, don't know that I'm wrong, I genuinely made a real mistake. Like, yo, I really didn't think there was anything wrong with, you know, what I did, how I acted, what I said. And that's not an excuse, it's just how it is.
That's understandable.
Give me time
to
grow.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally understandable. And it just goes back to the importance of communication and just having that open line of communication between two parties involved. Now, this last record we're going to discuss, we're actually going to play it a little bit later. It features your brother just on there talking to talk to you. Baby Mama Blues, in the record you say, you know you caused all this pain, just being reckless, no shame. You should have stuck around, but you threw in the towel. She got Baby Mama Blues. On a serious note, do you believe the black family will get stronger with the increase of baby mamas and with the lack of fathers? Do you see or have hope for black families and that the baby mama blues will be cured some way, somehow?
Girl, without having to go into a whole another interview and take up the rest of your day, I got to say no.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Definitely not. Look, there's from this standpoint, without a father in the home, one could argue in a couple different ways that a home is not as protected as it could be. It's not as secure as it could be. it's not as complete as it could be. Why? Because it's missing some things that only a man can bring. Those certain lessons that need to be taught, those certain things that need to be seen, those certain things that need to be said. Without that, a lot of young men can go into the world unequipped, ill-equipped. So the family unit is absolutely stronger with the man there. It's incomplete without him. We may be able to get it done. And shout out to all my single mothers out there. I was raised by a single mother, my brother and I. But as I grew up into a man, I definitely realized there's some things that I could learn earlier or missed out on, or certain conversations I could have had simply because my father was not there at that time.
Wow, that's deep. Now, indeed, just only to stay on this area just for a brief moment, because I don't want to talk about it, but you said your father wasn't around in that situation, and then you have people like yourself, then you have individuals like your brother. You guys are a pretty good example of a product of a single-parent home. How do you feel about the individuals that are kind of later in life and still at a standstill because the father wasn't home? Is it the person's fault that they wasn't able to pick up themselves and move forward, or not having the father now is really deal breaking people where they can't grow past their childhood?
You know what? Each situation is different. I'm not going to sit here and tell somebody that it's their fault that where they are in life is a direct result of the inability to deal with something that happened to them because they were never taught how to deal with it. With that said, I learned at 19 that your attitude toward a certain situation or experience is way more important than a certain experience itself. Why do I say that? I say that because, you know, as a man, shit, life is hard, point blank, period. But if I lose my mind and let the difficulty of life make me act out and just in a way that's not productive, good, or great, or decent, then to me, that's being weak. I can't be weak like that, you know. There's things that happened in my life that I didn't have any control over, and I moved past them just because I knew that I had to. You know, some people aren't able to move past them, others are. So
if you guys are just tuning in, M. Marshall is in the building preaching. So tell a friend to tell a friend to pass the collection tape. Hit us up online, 818-572-2935, or blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. Definitely won't keep you much longer. I really appreciate you hanging out with us here in the Candy Shop.
No, I'm
love you
myself.
Better. Right, love you better. You just came to the A. Did some real, real boss stuff. Shot the video. This record is, of course, changing the element from Changes, giving another side of you. What can people expect from the video that's coming out next month?
Man, what can they expect from the video? You know what? They can expect a lot of creativity and color. Creativity
okay.
In the form of color. And it's not so overt. It's not so overtly in your face. It's not like, oh, he was trying to do something cool with color in this video. No. In each of the colors actually ties to a different emotion, you know, in the song. The A, I love the A. I eat way more than I should every time I'm down there, and I learn something. y'all just got y'all own sauce down there, so it was nowhere else for me to shoot the video. The only thing I tried to do with Love You Better was to give a positive message to what would normally probably be considered a club beat or a beat where, you know, you talk to, I mean, you make a song about whatever. So, didn't really set out to change the world in 3 minutes, but did set out to say, you know what, at a certain point, every man got to grow up.
That's definitely what's up. I totally respect it. Now, this album, Who I Want to Be, is very diverse. And, like, the production is really, 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 really hard, to the point that, is there some rap roots inside of you? Like, how did the with selecting the beats that you wanted to use on the album, was it kind of, did you want to give that feel of just something base? Is that something of your culture, where you from, how you rock? How did you decide the production sound and style that you wanted to take on this album?
You know what, that, I can't say that it was a strategic move with the production that I chose in the direct and the direction. All I could say is it's just what I was feeling at the time, and it's what my musical self was feeling as something I needed to help me tell the story. Rap roots, being so real, yeah, I used to consider myself a rapper.
Now, if I throw out a bus of rhyme,
I thought I was cool. But I figured it out real quickly that I'm a way better singer than I am a rapper. But I will say this, and I wasn't only a rapper. I was actually, you know, kind of battle rapper for a minute. It really gets, make sure that your lyric game is on point. If my lyrics are weak, or if I'm working with somebody and their lyrics are weak, or even songs I hear, I catch that immediately, and I'm like, you know, somebody's lazy, or, you know, damn, somebody really doesn't know how to say what they want to say lyrically. That's what rap did for me.
That is definitely what's up. Now, I noticed in the game, Point Blank period, we just played the Tamar record before you came on. They had a sample on it. You turn in the radio, everything literally has a sample, which means it sounds like something else. I didn't hear a lot of samples in regards to, like, tracks that would have to be cleared on the album. Is that something you're a big fan of, or as a creative person, do you mainly make sure that you go in the studio and try to create something new and fresh, and it clearly is a M. Marshall signature situation?
You know what? It's the latter. I always go in with the intention of doing something new, you know, fresh, and then progress the world. Kind of weak, you know, and just go in and do what the last guy did, because I know it'll be a success. Or I'll get some buzz off of it.
That is definitely what's up.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I definitely appreciate you for hanging out with us here in the Candy Shop. I know it's been a long time coming, getting you here in the Candy Shop. It's been a long time coming with you getting the music out to the people. Who I Want to Be is literally everywhere. It's almost like, do you consider yourself like a major independent artist? Because you guys are making major moves to be doing it just you and your brother and the team that you guys got.
Major independent artist. I like the phrase. My
That's what I was thinking. It was like, Brian's making major moves. I was like, is it an insult to say independent at this point? But hey.
No. You know what? Keeping it real with you, we not like that. We from the school of, you know, get it out the mud. So independent, we love that independent grind. You know, a lot of people got to understand, when you say I'm be independent, it means you independently paying for everything. But our grind, we just going to make sure we do everything to the best of our ability. If we can take what our resources and what we have and pull them together and make it look like a major label operation, then all the better, because that's how we don't know any other way to do it, basically. Yeah.
Well, I definitely appreciate you for sticking to it, accepting the calling, and going forward, even with opposition or just stuff not looking right. Before you get out of here, do you have any regrets? Would you change anything? Do you wish you had started a few years earlier than now? How do you feel about it?
I'm going to say that, do I have regrets? I wouldn't call them regrets. I call them, I just say there are some things that I would have done differently. But as far as the debate, the major picture, the bigger picture, where I am now, I wouldn't change a thing. I knew I was always supposed to be here. I just didn't realize what road it was going to be, what way it was going to happen. But I will say this to everybody out there, just keep faith. If you know you're supposed to be somewhere, don't lose your head because you think it's taking a lot longer than it should.
That's what I'm talking about.
I hope that answers your question.
That was a message for me. I appreciate it. Before you get out of here, let the people know how they can go buy the album, how they can support you on the next show, how they can check you out, how they can just be Team M. Marshall.
All right. So the first thing I need you to do is I need you to say what's up. Official M. Marshall on all my social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's Official M. Marshall. Holla at me, I'll holla back. Come say what's up. Let me know what you think. What was the other part of the question you asked, girl? I'm sorry.
I don't know, just social media, how they can buy the album.
Oh, yeah, the album is literally available everywhere unless you still have a flip phone. In that case, I can't really help you. But your phone,
you just got to go.
They
got to hit Amazon or something, maybe Walmart. Or Target Music.
You know, somebody make me tape. But for those of us who live in today's world, the album is available literally everywhere. Tidal, Amazon Music, Amazon Play, Google Play, Amazon Prime, Tidal. That's the closest I've gotten to Jay-Z and Beyonce so far. Dope. Apple Music. Man, it's everywhere. Shucks. Hop on CD Baby. You make fun.
Right. I appreciate you for rocking out with us and just being humble and making moves the way you are. You are officially a friend of the Candy Shop, so anything you need from us, consider it done.
Word.
And I definitely hope you enjoy the remainder of your Monday and enjoy the rest of the success. Congratulations in advance on everything.
Thank you. We'll talk again. I really enjoyed myself. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You definitely have a good one. We got to end the show on a good note. I figured we would turn up and start the interview with Love You Better, but it's only right so they can fully understand this isn't a game. This is real music, real R&B. We're ending the show with Baby Mama Blue featuring your brother. It's on the project, Who I Want to Be. Make sure you guys support the King M. Marshall. Check us out next Monday right here in the Candy Shop at Kenya PST on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Kenya Kardashian on Facebook, Kenya the Sweetest Thing on YouTube. I will see you guys next Monday. Here's Baby Mama Blues featuring Brandon Marshall by M. Marshall right here live in the Candy Shop. I appreciate you, Bob.
Another night at the studio. I should be recording, but I'm chasing hoes. Maybe they'll meet me at the spot though. After I finish up this workload, I told my woman that I'm real busy. If it wasn't for the kitties, man, she'll probably leave me. Situation getting real litty. But what I'm supposed to do?
She got Baby Mama Blues.
What about your kids?
You played her for a fool. She got Baby Mama Blues. Look at what you do. You should have stuck around. Should have held her down. Stuck around. But you threw in the towel. You know you caused all this pain. Just being a reckless machine. You should have stuck around.
Another night at the studio.
Where you at?
Came in from the club, brought a couple hoes.
Man, they gon' be there.
This shit so heavy, made the speakers blow. Had one in the corner, she was trained to go. I knew I should've stopped, but I was on a roll. Wasn't thinking about the things I had at home. See, I lost myself a long time ago.
Where